life and I wanna die. I ain't got no iPhone. My heart is breaking, thinking suicide. I ain't got no iPhone.
I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. Apple's trying to make sure that no one sings that song ever again. They're out with two new versions of their signature technology. There's the upscale iPhone 5S and the cheaper iPhone 5C. But is it cheap enough? The time was that when a new iPhone got delivered, there was a big pop in Apple's stock. This time, not so much. In fact, Apple's stock fell 5% on concerns that the new iPhone 5C is not cheap enough to compete with Google's Android phones, which lead the pack. Joining us to talk tech, Todd Bishop, co-founder of the independent technology news site and online community GeekWire. Todd, a pleasure to have you back.
Great to be here, Ross.
So Apple stands accused of failing to dazzle with these new phones. What were the Apple fanboys hoping for, and how does that compare to what they got?
Well, they got exactly what was leaked in a series of reports leading up to it, and it actually speaks to a problem that some of these U.S.-based tech companies have, that their supply chains in Asia are just like sieves where all of the news comes out 2 weeks before they want them to. But essentially, the news was what they expected, and that, I think, was what caused the stock to not do as well. I think investors were hoping for some kind of surprise. Who knows, maybe a smartwatch or something along those lines, which could still be on the way.
Are you among the undazzled by what they announced this week?
Yes. This is a refinement of the iPhone. You know, there are some very impressive things in the iPhone 5S. There's some fascinating new technologies with things like the fingerprint reader that you can now use to log into the phone. There's an interesting thing that they call a motion coprocessor, where it actually works in conjunction with the core processor in the iPhone to work with the sensors in the device, so you can, in a much more rich way, use this sensor to track your exercise or other things along those lines, even if the phone is asleep. So there's some interesting things they did, but it's nothing along the lines of the original iPhone or anything like that. This is all incremental improvements on what Apple has already done.
Well, how about the lower price phone, the iPhone 5C? Apparently not cheap enough in some people's mind in terms of the price, but what about the features that it has?
This is essentially the iPhone 5 as it has been known, with an addition of color and also a plastic or a polycarbonate body. And, you know, leave it to Apple. Only Apple could come out with a piece of plastic and have it be described as the second coming. On the media event yesterday in Cupertino, it was just gushing about the most beautiful piece of plastic you've ever seen in the world. Literally, you look at it and there are no seams. And so only Apple.
Wait a minute. Weren't they bragging about how all their beautiful metal cases were, and now they're flipping that?
Exactly. Just go with it, Ross.
So when a new Apple product comes out, the price on the older version drops. So you can now get an Apple phone, iPhone 4S, for $0 with a 2-year contract. And our producer, David Hyde, his iPhone screen is cracked like crazy, so he's shopping. Bottom line, do you think it's worth it to pony up for one of these new phones or get a free iPhone 4S? Is it that much better?
If you're somebody like me and you need to have the latest technology, of course, I'm sitting here with my Windows phone. I'm just a glutton for punishment. But if you're a geek, you're going to get the iPhone 5S. Now, the thing for people like with my mom or my wife who don't need the cutting edge technology, a free phone with a 2-year contract, the iPhone 4S, 8 gigabytes of storage, more than adequate, certainly a nice device and really the way to go if you aren't needing to be on the bleeding edge.
Now, Apple's been known for premium products at premium prices, and they're rarely discounted at all, sometimes when they're flipping over their product line. But phones are kind of turning into a commodity, aren't they? It's harder to justify a premium price?
Absolutely, and that is really what's driving the iPhone 5C product decision. Android is just dominating the market in terms of a per-unit sales basis. Google's mobile operating system is just running away with it, in part because the mobile phone makers that make Android devices are able to offer it at commodity prices. And that really is what Apple is responding to here with the iPhone 5C. You know, in some ways, the C stands for cheap. In other ways, it stands for color. It also could stand for China, because that really is a place where Apple needs to build its market share. And notably, with this release, these devices are coming out in China at the same time as they are in markets like the U.S. and Canada.
Well, and the Android phones have taken great leaps, and you've got the phone that has the Windows-based system. Do you think Apple can successfully compete with cheaper products.
They can. And I think this is one place where there will be a difference with Apple in the smartphone world as compared to more of a niche role that it plays on desktop computing these days. The combination of the iPad and the iPhone really is a strong link for Apple and something that they're going to be able to use to keep their presence in the smartphone world very strong. And really, even though Android has taken the market by storm from a unit perspective, they're selling more devices, the iPhone remains the gold standard in terms of features, hardware, really the premium stuff that people want in their pockets, especially in the developed world.
Well, at one time, at the Android phones all had the same operating system, but they were very different phones from manufacturer to manufacturer, and some thought that kind of held them back, and the unity of Apple products was an advantage to them. Do the Android phones still have – is that still a disadvantage for them?
Yes, but it is less so than in the past. Google has really taken control in some respects there and tried to get a handle on that kind of disparity among the different Android installations, although you're still not at a point where you can, for example – update the entire mass of Android phones in the way that you can with the iPhone, for example, with Apple coming out with iOS 7. Older iPhones, those dating back to 2010, will be getting the new operating system coming up here on September 18th as a free update. So that's something that Apple can do that Google cannot do because of the disparate nature of the Android ecosystem.
So do you have one of these new fancy phones, the 5S, to try out yet? Have you played around with it?
I have not yet, no.
Okay.
But I will be there on the 20th and checking it out. And, you know, Apple had this event down in Cupertino. They also had some events over in Europe, but I wasn't able to make it down yesterday.
Well, it's certainly problematic for them to kick this bang on the stock price when they're out with this new product announcement. And there's been some stumbling. The stock price overall has been down for a while. They really got the hate when they replaced the popular Google Maps app.
Oh, boy.
They've kind of come back from that. Is the shine off the Apple?
Yes. There is a slight decline in the luster on Apple. I think they can still get it back. I think they need to reinvent another category. I don't think they're going to get there and really rebound from the loss of Steve Jobs by just continuing to make incremental updates in the iPhone or the iPad or the Mac. They need to really dominate the living room, really make Apple TV into something that's fantastic, or come out with a real reason for us to all start wearing watches again, for example.
Todd Bishop with GeekWire. It's the must-read technology news site, but it's more than that. It's also an online community, and you've got your big GeekWire Summit coming up very soon. 700 people signed up for it.
That's right. Tomorrow in downtown Seattle, and tickets are still available. We've got a great lineup, a full-day technology conference. Bill Gurley, one of the early investors in Twitter, Bonnie Ross, the leader of Microsoft's Halo business, Otto Birkus, HBO's tech chief, just a few of the folks we have lined up tomorrow to speak with us. And it's really live journalism on stage. We get to do Q&A with these folks and take audience participation. And this is really our evolution from the days when we were newspaper reporters, and we've gotten into conferences now.
And you think Todd's good at answering questions. He's pretty darn good at asking questions,
thanks,
too.
Ross.
Todd Bishop, co-founder of GeekWire. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Ross.
It's The Record on KUOW.